Now that we have established the parental ignorance of the systemic use of accreditation, largely motivated by the increased funding associated with it, is to blame for the normalization of public school credits at home, I would like to provide an alternative to public accreditation. Once the accumulation of high school credits is started, whether at home or at school, there is no turning back, as anything short of the full complement of all requirements for the high school diploma deems the student a dropout, much the same as doing a GED. That is, if a student earns a single credit, either through school or a school-based program, a provincial transcript is created that is attached to the individual Alberta student number, or what we refer to as the ASN. Students should be warned that home education providers who offer high school credits usually do not reveal this information regarding the credits and transcript, as it is not in their best interest. While it is imperative that parents understand that accreditation is not essential to successfully transition to the post-secondary level, it is also important to note that to seek accreditation is to embark on the most demanding and frustrating option for the secondary level of a home education. This is due to the challenge of trying to complete a program designed to be delivered by a teacher in a school, forcing students and parents to jump through the hoops required to complete a high school program. Parents or students motivated by wanting to outperform regular school attendees at school programming need to consider that demonstrating the ability to do better at school comes with questionable benefits. Students schooling at home place themselves in competition for post-secondary admission with every other accredited student in the province. Since it is more difficult to honestly do better with schoolwork at home than at school, students often find themselves handicapped with lower marks. Also, if the focus of the family faith is biblical, parents should be aware that the accreditation route does not follow biblical principles. Christian parents should therefore be concerned when a school claiming to be Christian offers public programming as incentive to attend or register with their institution. Parents should also be wary of schools and home education providers pretending to meet the course requirements in order to award the credits. Although doing so greatly benefits the schools, students rarely complete the requirements for a high school diploma and usually do not merit the marks required for post-secondary admission using this approach. Whether credits are honestly or dishonestly obtained at school or at home, public accreditation returns us to the secular world for our future direction, acknowledging the state as Lord of our education. It is better and easier to allow a student to be who God has created than fitting him or her into a one-size-fits-all expectation demanded by those who know nothing of the child. Completing secondary training at home without government accreditation is a much better option because there is no time wasted on subjects that are not needed. Students are allowed to be comfortable with who they are, can specialize early, and by the time they are old enough to drive, are usually ready for the world to receive them. Meanwhile, their school buddies are putting in time, awaiting the day when they are paroled from the institution with no greater access to post-secondary options than those who chose to continue their preparation at home without the burden of meeting what is required for accreditation. Even though most post-secondary institutions will advise that credits are needed for admission, due to the fact that most applicants come with a school-based education, nearly all of them have alternative admission criteria that take alternative students, including the traditionally home-educated into account. Alternative students following alternative home education curricula that more closely compares to the first year of a post-secondary level program than to a school grade 12 have a definite advantage over standard school students. When taking into account the fact that the traditional home educated who have been given the freedom and opportunity to advance at their own speed in keeping with what interests them usually have a higher level of maturity and a more highly developed work ethic, it becomes quite easy to understand why most of the traditional home-educated students excel at the post-secondary level. So, is there a need for government accreditation at the high school level? No. Emphatically, no. Alternative students use alternative methods to gain access to post-secondary opportunities, whatever that may be. Once ready, post-pubescent students will begin to show signs of ownership and self-motivation, resulting in a great deal of learning usually taking place in a very short time. This should be the parents' cue to back off from the programming and allow the child to mold into their future. And that without neglecting to provide new opportunities for learning. In closing, please understand that only in a traditional home education setting can a student truly follow an individualized program which cannot be obtained through a public accreditation.